This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. And can I begin with an email that I got this morning?
Sure.
I enjoyed this. It was from Guodong Chen. Hi, Dory. You might not believe it. You have a listener who's Chinese and lives in Beijing, typically listen to the podcast on the way driving to and from the office. I like your show, especially the part debating on the homeless issue. Just one question. Who's listening to your show in real time? Don't they need to work? And that's from Guodong Chen in Beijing.
That's awesome.
I know. And I meant to ask, because I wrote back and I said, Guodong, that's fantastic. Thanks for taking us along on your daily commute. I will try to remember to give you a shout out on Friday's show. All my best. And so this is me giving a shout out to Guodong in Beijing. But I was also, I thought about his question. Just one question. Who's listening to your show in real time? Don't they need to work?
And people can work and listen.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Guodong, I know the traffic's bad in Beijing, but it's horrible all around the Puget Sound area. So we've got tons of people in their cars who are listening. Then there are a lot of people who telecommute and they work at home and they listen to talk radio during the day because they don't have that kind of interaction, you know, that you have in the office, you know, like I'm so famous for. I do so much interacting here at work. It would blow your mind. But, you know, for a lot of people, talk radio is kind of their companion when they work at home. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to just ask people to text in their answer to that. And we'll share some of them in the next half hour. But why are you listening in real time? Because and by the way, our podcast download numbers for our show are just through the roof. There's a lot of people I know who listen to our podcast.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. But for those of you who are listening right now at 1:09 on Friday afternoon, let's inform your fellow listener, Guodong, why do you listen in real time? What's your deal? So text us, and I'll share some of your answers in the next half hour, but send us your answer at 98973. That's 98973.
I have a question for Guodong.
Yes.
How did he come upon
I meant to ask that.
The Dory Monson show of all the shows to listen
to? In the world.
Yes.
In the world.
Does he have a Seattle connection?
He didn't say. I read you the entire email, so I don't know.
That's so cool.
But the reason I thought to ask the question about why do you listen in real time, because when I was first falling in love with talk radio, it was when I was 16, 17 years old, and I would listen to Cairo Radio as I was driving home from, you know, my busboy job or whatever. And the show that was on then was Bruce Williams. And I can't remember. Talknet, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Bruce Williams was this guy who had either worked every job or talked up a really great game. But I even went and saw him at the pair. I won tickets on a call-in on Cairo Radio to go see Bruce Williams at the Paramount when I was 17 years old. And so I remember one time he said that some program directors, and I'm 17, so this is like 1979. And there were some program directors who didn't want to carry his show because they said, oh, no one listens to talk radio anymore. And he said, hey, I want you to send me a letter and just sign it, no one, and just explain, you know, why you listen. And he got flooded. He got like 100,000 snail mails with people, and they all signed it, no one. And he dumped them on this program director's desk and said, hey, you're right, no one listens to talk radio anymore. And he just dumps all of these on the desk.
The truth is, I mean, I've been hearing about the death of talk radio, or just the death of radio, for decades now.
Well, truth of the matter is, and there's a real split, music's going to have a tough time. And music is having a tough time because you can stream music, but there is no replication for what we do in talk radio because we're local. And that's why we don't focus as much, at least in our show, on national issues, because we focus on Seattle and the Puget Sound area and Western Washington and the Pacific Northwest. And there simply is no satellite or, you know, Pandora version that can replicate talk radio. And so talk, you know, we just saw some stuff the last couple of days. We're doing really, really well. Music radio's having a really tough time these days. And I think those trends are going to continue. I think we're going to keep doing great, and I think the music radio is going to keep having a tougher and tougher time.
At the risk of sounding super corny, but I do want to say something directly to, you know, the people who listen to us every day.
Yes.
And I honestly feel like it is an honor and privilege to be part of your life. And I'm saying this to the listener because I do, when I encounter people and say, you know, they tell me back some of the things that we talk about or things about my family, yeah, or they ask, and I actually feel like they are my friends.
Oh,
my
absolutely.
Family.
Yeah. No, I try to remember every few weeks to say thank you at the end of the Friday show because, no, I'm not just humbled. I'm amazed. The idea that anybody would want to sit and listen to me, of all people, that's stunning to me. Okay,
do you want me to list a couple that we've gotten so far? I mean, they're rolling in so fast I can barely keep track. But
never get this mess on the text because it'll say 2 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago. Everyone that's coming in a few seconds ago, we're getting like hundreds and hundreds
so
and hundreds.
Hundred. Yeah. But I've got flower delivery, FedEx driver, carpenters, dog deliveries, second shifters, mechanics, people at lunch, moms, beer distributors, Boeing employees, PUD meter readers, construction sales, aviation repairman, real estate broker.
Stunning.
I've never seen them come in this quick.
It looks like a slot machine. I'll put it in terms you can understand. It looks like a slot machine, our text messages here.
Again, thank you.
Man, okay, pretty so amazing. Anyway, yeah, why do you listen in real time? Because, and, you know, let's face it, the podcasts are huge for us, and real time is huge, and we continue. Although, you know, we've had the best ratings of my 23 years on the air, but the last 2 months, Tom and Curly nipped us. I'm not happy
and
about that.
And that just hasn't made you very happy.
I'm not happy about that. So now I'm looking at the text messages, and I'm feeling good again. No, it's weird. When did we get the last ratings? 2 weeks ago? And highest number in our show's history, once again, which is, you know, this trend line we've been on. Tom and Curly were ahead.
Barely.
Barely.
You know how mad Dory was about not getting in the shower this morning?
Yeah.
It got more upset.
And now every day, John walks by and says, they're all there for you. They're all there for you, Dory.
Yeah, he knows how to get under my skin. Okay, so anyway, now Guodong in Beijing, you're going to have to make sure you keep listening for extra time because you've just made about 15 minutes of our show today.
Sheriff's deputy, landscaper, flight attendant.
We have so many first responders who listen to our show. It's amazing. So anyway, yeah, so let Guodong in Beijing know. Why do you listen in real time? Text us at 98973. We'll share some more at the bottom of the hour. Okay, now we get some real serious news here in the Fast 50. One of the only things that Nicole and I agreed on today. This story out of Yelm, you hear what happened to this horse?
Sounds horrific.
It makes me so furious. And you know, I know we have some of the toughest animal cruelty laws in the country. Because of Posado, what happened to Posado, and then Posado's safe haven, they've worked diligently to get to really stringent animal cruelty laws, and I applaud them for that. And this horse in Yelm, 28 years old, described as, and gosh darn it, I don't know that there are creatures more beautiful, and I mean, whenever I'm around like a thoroughbred, I used to hang out on the back stretch at Long Acres and do a bunch of stories, and being around a thoroughbred racehorse is just one of the most awe-inspiring things because they're nothing but muscle and sinew, and they've been bred for centuries to just run, and their hearts are as big as can be, and they're gorgeous, and oh, I love being around horses. So there's a horse down in Yelm, 28 years old, named Annie. And the owners said Annie was the sweetheart of the neighborhood. Anybody walks up to our fence, Annie would come over. You could scratch her head. You know, some people would give her pieces of apple. She was just the sweetheart of this neighborhood. Somebody, Annie had to be euthanized on Wednesday night because somebody grabbed Annie's tongue and cut it out. And so she couldn't swallow any food and was going to die of starvation. And here's Q13 Fox, which has been covering this story.
It does not appear to be possible that she bit off her tongue because of her lack of teeth in the back of her mouth and of the clear way the tongue was severed. Now, deputies really want to find the monster that did this.
Somebody out there doing something like this absolutely needs to be caught. This is not something that we can let run rampant around our county or any other area. It usually starts with hurting kittens or smaller animals and progressively gets worse, and then it can lead to bigger crimes against persons.
This may not be a one-time crime. Deputies say they found an abused sheep in a bag near the same location just a couple of months ago.
And since Q13 did that story, they've completed the necropsy on Annie, and they confirmed that somebody did cut her tongue out. And by the way, I like David Rose there at Q13. He's, you know, been on our show many times, but he personally, along with Posado, Safe Haven, and some sheriff's deputies, they're offering a $2,000 reward for anyone who can provide information. So you just contact Crime Stoppers of South Sound if you know anything about why someone would cut out the sweet horse's tongue.
Well, and as the sheriff's deputy said, that's a sign of something that's just escalating to the point where.
And this should be an eye for an eye punishment. When they catch the person, we should cut out that person's tongue.
Evolve beyond that.
No. We have to start devolving if there are people like this running around. So anyway, let them know if anybody has any information. Next up in the Fastest 15, you go to a concert. You know all the songs. You love the artist. Do you sing along?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I just assume nobody can hear me, though.
Oh, right? I don't nobody care if anyone hears.
But if somebody's sitting, I remember going to Billy.
In other words, you don't?
No.
You don't sing along with Billy Joel?
No, if it's a sing-along song, Piano Man, you're expected to. But if I'm paying good money, you know who I want to hear sing? Billy Joel. I don't want to hear Steve from Ashland, Oregon, who drove up to see the show. So,
So you would just sit there like a stone, you know, sit on your seat, sit there.
I don't hear the people near me singing. Oh, so I assume they can't hear me.
I went to a show. I saw Springsteen at Seattle Center Coliseum about 2 years ago. And there are these two knuckleheads sitting right behind me. And they're just singing at the top of their lungs. And I hear them. I don't want to hear them. I want to hear the boss. So anyway. Here's
Pooper.
Why? Because I want to hear the artist I paid for? So anyway, U2 had a concert in Boston. I believe this was last night. And this guy decided to not only sing along at the top of his lungs, but he recorded it on a selfie video and then had to post it on YouTube. Okay, now, want to know who that singer is?
Maybe if that's the kind of singing, maybe I'll get annoyed too.
Do you want to know who that is?
Who is it?
That is New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady singing at the top of his lungs, and then he kind of pans over his phone and Giselle.
So if Tom Brady and Giselle are there dancing and singing at the top of their lungs, are you going to go tap, tap, tap on their shoulder and say, excuse me, I paid good money?
Yes, absolutely.
If I'm sitting right next to Tom Brady and I'm trying to hear Bono and I hear them.
Oh,
And here's the thing, as I watched this video, I thought, you know, that kind of makes me love Tom Brady, that he can just go and cut loose and not care what anybody thinks.
Yes.
But if I sat next to him, I would hate it. I would just hate that. You'd be okay with that?
I really think that his phone is amplifying his voice because it's closest.
Yes.
And you wouldn't hear it.
He's fully extended. His arm is fully extended. If the phone can pick it up, I guarantee you anybody else within an arm's length of him can hear it just as loud.
And they're all texting their friends saying, I can hear Tom Brady.
I just remember when it was Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey were at Key Arena, and my friend Tracy and I were there. Along with everybody else, we were all, because you know all the songs. You're dancing and singing along. But there were two people right behind us.
And it's annoying.
Who were not so happy.
Yeah.
Those would be you.
Did you notice, though, how terrible his seats were?
Well, no, he was in a luxury suite. If you're going to...
No, but I would be in the front row if I was Tom Brady. What are you doing way up there?
Well, because somebody gave him tickets to their corporate suite or you know, maybe the Patriots have... some big Patriots sponsor. But those are... The luxury suites, like at the Coliseum, those are... Or at CenturyLink?
No. Well,
those are horrible seats for a concert.
But it's worth it for the food and drinks.
No. No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, if you're going to a concert, we go over this all the time.
Oh, for a concert, no, that's what I'm saying. I would much rather be in the first row. But for sports events, it's pretty fun to be up
If I had Tom Brady's money, I would never sit anywhere except first two rows.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would be the same. But, although, then you know that everybody's taking pictures of you, not the artist, right? And that might... might deter me a little bit.
Well, he's taking videos and posting them on YouTube.
True, he seems not mind.
He doesn't seem to care. He's just rocking out. Okay,
well, we got to one story in this Fastest 15. Maybe two. We got two stories.
I got two.
All right.
Okay. And our Chinese friend listener. So I got three in.
Okay.
But I didn't get to everything. So I'm going to take a quick time out. Ursula's going to check the news, and then we'll continue with a second 15.
Do you really quick. Contractor, vacuum repair, visiting nurses, cannabis industry, teacher on break, warehouse worker, dog walker, medical equipment driver, stay-at-home dad, merchandiser, real estate broker. Keep them coming.
There you go, Gudong. That's who's listening in real time. All right, you can keep texting us that at 98973. Much more, a second 15 straight ahead on the Dory Monson Show. Wowza, wowza, wowza. I had no idea what we were getting into when I read the Chinese listener's email. If you're just joining us, Guodong, he sent a very nice email, said he listens every day in Beijing, driving to and from work. I can't believe I didn't ask him how and why he discovered our show. I have no idea.
I
know. I'll follow up. I'll follow up with the man. I'm busy. I'm doing a show right now, though. But anyway, then he said one question. Who's listening to your show in real time? Don't they need to work? And so I said, just tell me why you listen in real time. Text us 98973. Over 1,000 text messages.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, like right before your newscast, I asked Nicole a question that made me sound like a 97-year-old man.
I don't even think you should repeat it because it will take some of your credibility away.
Oh.
Yeah, you're probably right. Good point. Thank you. Thanks for looking out for me.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll tell you what. I said, now, can everybody who's on the text, because, you know, I get it on a web page, and I, you know, I'm seeing all 1,000 and scrolling and they're auto loading. And so I said, Nicole, I go, now, can everybody see who's texting us see these? And she gave me the most quizzical look. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, can everyone who texts us see all the other people's text? And she goes, how do you see anybody else's text when I text you? And I go, yeah, that was a really dumb question, wasn't it? But I was just, I don't know why.
Well, how cool would that be, though? Because, like, we have our own little
thing. I don't want people to the things that
Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying for this particular exercise, where everyone can say, hey, we're this little network.
Yeah, no.
Well, we used to have that back in the first days of when we first, we had, like, a chat room. Remember that?
Still our chat room.
Yeah, but no, we had, it was going to be the next big thing for talk radio. And so I think we spent a fair amount of money. It was right when we were first getting email, and we'll be able to interact with the listeners.
Yeah, I just thought about that for three more seconds. Not a good idea.
Yeah, no. So, because, like, remember yesterday I read you those back-to-back emails. Same thing happened today. I got a couple that said, funniest open to the show ever. And then the next one, you're an imbecile. You're a moron. And no, I don't want everyone to see the kind of abuse that I take. If you guys knew, I'm serious, if you had any clue the abuse I take on a regular basis, and I sit on most of it. I keep most of it from you because I'm here to protect you, because I know how protective you are of me, and it would upset you if you saw how much abuse I take. But man, you'd understand why I get a little bitter sometimes if you saw what I get. Anyway.
Here, wait, let me read some more.
Okay.
So, real estate broker, RN manager, outside sales, Microsoft recruiter, building inspector, bulldozer, purchasing, pet groomer at the gym, accountant, dump truck driver, property manager, dry clean delivery, Safeway truck driver, forester, tank truck driver.
Lots of truck drivers.
Corrections officer, legal manager, drywall guy, receptionist. Okay, this one's good. Navy unmanned undersea vehicle fleet liaison manager.
Wow.
Are you single?
Laser. I think it said retired.
Oh.
laser tech, disability adjuster, sound transit employee.
Nice.
And then wrecker operator, firefighter, state pipeline safety manager, porta potty driver, electrician, granite and marble fabricator, logger, welfare fraud investigator, criminal defense lawyer, program director.
That's more than enough.
Okay, wait. This one's funny. Actually, we got two, I think, smart butts. Porn star and assassin weren't there. I'm not sure those are real.
You know what? There was a time, in all seriousness, huge stripper listenership. And I'm serious.
I thought you were going to say inmate population, because we've had that too.
Oh, we've had that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have nothing better to do. Let's face it. But no, a few years ago, at least, whenever a stripper topic would come up, this is back when we were taking calls, but huge, and I'm guessing it's still true today, because I'm the kind of guy who attracts strippers. I don't do anything with them, but they seem to, and I'm talking in a personality way. Certainly.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe they just see somebody they think's going to wave money.
No, I'm guessing it's the same reason for everything in their life. It's a daddy complex. That's the only reason.
Oh, man. This really started as a great idea.
I know. Here's the thing. You want to hear the behind-the-scenes thing on that, on me even asking this question? So about right before the Fastest 15, I'm like hitting the table, and I'm going, dang it. I'm talking to Nicole, and I said, I had a great question I was going to ask listeners at the beginning of the Fastest 15. And she goes, when did you think of it? Was it last night or this morning? I go, I have no idea. I go, I just remember I had something great, and it will be really fascinating, but I can't think of what it is. And this happens to me all the time. I think of great ideas for the show, and I don't write them down. And then we're just about to start the Fast 15, and I saw Guo Dong's email that we had printed out. I go, that was it. I was going to ask people, why are they listening right now? So that was my great idea for the day. Because you know what Letterman says. There's no off position on the genius switch.
Nice.
Okay. Let's get back to a second 15 here. Mike Leach, the Cougar coach, is in all kinds of heat because of a video that he posted on Twitter. And it's a video of former President Obama. And President Obama allegedly said this. It's a 19-second clip that Mike Leach sent out to his legion of Twitter followers.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Okay. If Obama said that, it would be horrible. That ordinary men and women cannot govern their own affairs, that we must submit to a sovereign. The problem is, it's a heavily edited, doctored video. Not heavily edited. But Obama was saying that to refute the point, which is a very common and effective rhetorical way of speech making. And so he said, you know, some people will say this, but that is absolutely not true. So you can take it out of context, which is what Mike Leach did. And so now there are people who are saying he should be fired as the Cougar coach. He went on with Brock and Salk on our sister station, 710 ESPN, this morning. And they asked him, what did you hope to accomplish with this tweet?
Never did get that discussion I'd hoped for. I put up a video. It was too general. You know, really, it was too general. I'd been passed on a video and then looked at the context of the speech. It was too far apart. It's too general, and which doesn't change the fact. I mean, fine, comment on what you have to comment on. And so instead it evolves to a bunch of name-calling and a waste of time.
Now, I don't even know if this is so, and I didn't see Mike this morning. Does Mike Salk think that Leach should be fired for this?
I don't know if he said that.
Okay. Because at one point in the interview, Mike Leach asked Salk, are you a moral gatekeeper?
If you're one of those moral gatekeeper guys, make sure you leave your number with me, because anytime I think about thinking something, I'll call you. And you can, and I'll encourage you to guide me, but you're going to be pretty busy because, you know, approximately 10 thoughts come to my mind a day, which means you'll be called 10 times. And so you may have to interrupt a meal or something like that.
Mike Leach is just a different breed of cat. Yes. Like, he came on our show and gave his wedding advice to me before my daughter got married. And it was just hilarious. Now, there are so many things to say about this. Number one, first of all, it's simply not a fair thing to do to take Obama's words out of context and flip them 180 degrees and then say, well, I was trying to inspire a discussion. What do you think about this? Secondly, as I've said many times, when I coached high school varsity for a decade or so, I guarantee you that if my girls never listened to my radio show, they would have no clue what my politics are, what my social positions are, because it belongs out of the gym. It's not up to me as a public school, a government employee, to impose my worldview on other people's kids. You can choose to tune in the radio show. But, you know, if these girls want to play high school basketball, they got to be in a gym 2 hours a day, 6 days a week with coach. And if coaches spew, that's why I hate teachers who spew their crap to kids in a classroom. Other people's kids should not be subjected in a compulsory way to your politics and your worldview. And I guarantee you that my girls never heard one political or social opinion. For the reason I just stated, and for another important reason. Because if half the team agrees with you and half disagrees, or even a worse percentage for you, then it becomes a divisive thing. And if you're a coach, you're supposed to bring people together. You're supposed to unify. That's how you succeed at the highest level. And if they see you as some kind of a divisive figure. Now, Mike Leach has free speech rights, and there's no flipping way he should be fired for this. No, I mean, he's got free speech at a public university. But I think it's dumb as a coach because he likes Trump. He doesn't like Obama. Well, if 90% of your team, which is probably a safe guess, it's Pullman, maybe 70% of your team, loves Obama and hates Trump, well, then that becomes a divisive issue. And I just think it's stupid as a coach. You know, talk to your friends if you want. Talk to your family about your politics and your social views. Don't put it on Twitter. I just think it's a silly decision by any coach. Okay, I got to take a quick time out. Then we got a bunch of other news to get to. It's the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Oh, I saw a story that was near and dear to my heart. Summer safety trap warning. Water guns, tricycles, and trampolines make the top 10 list of most dangerous toys this season. So it's a consumer group, watchdog group. And they put out a list every year of the 10 most questionable toys. It's an organization called Watch, World Against Toys Causing Harm. I'm so sick of these busybodies. They've ruined childhood with safety. Crying out loud. So they said that there are some very powerful water guns that can put out an eye. That's always the rap against everything that's fun. You can lose an eye with that.
Really? Who'd they test that on?
Well, it has happened. Those powerful...
Shoot your eye out?
Yeah. Those ones that, you know, if you're... Oh, we had one with, or a bunch of...
Super soaker?
Yeah, super soaker. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, you stick it in the water, you... And they can shoot a long ways. And if you're 3 feet away from your sister and you shoot her in the eye, she all of a sudden is going to have no depth perception because she's going to only have one eye.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's the water guns. They said that, let's see, lawn darts. They don't even sell lawn. They outlawed lawn darts.
Well, but they have the kind that have like a ball on the end, not a dart. And they're still heavy weighted.
But those are, how do they stick in the ground?
Well, they don't. You throw them into a hoop.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
The ones that were pointy, and I've told this story before. My friend Pete and I, we came up with a game where we would stand about 20 feet away from each other with the real lawn darts, the ones with the metal tips. And I'm trying to remember the scoring, but we would throw them in the air. We would be barefoot, and... You'd try to get it as close to your friend's foot as possible, and if he moved his foot, he lost a point, and if you got it close to his foot, you'd get a... But there was incentive to not move your foot and let it get as close as possible. So, I mean, if either of us had taken one right in the top of the foot, we'd be gimpy now. But nobody ever... We never got hurt on that. Crying. What else? Let's see. Number six on the list, toys with small parts. That's the number six most dangerous toy of summer. Toys with small parts. And then bouncy houses and trampolines. Backyard water slides. Oh, those are fun.
Bounce houses because they fly away.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just... These busybody watchdog groups are ruining childhood.
Really quick, before we go out, you want some more jobs that people are doing?
Quickly!
Okay, taxi driver, dental lab tech, metro mechanic, photographer, casino beverage supervisor.
Nice.
Geology technician,
I'll
exterminator.
I'll have a Babe Breeze.
Professional square dancer, artist. I wasn't laughing at the job, I was laughing at Dory.
Right, of course.
Spa and pool tech, nanny, disabled combat vet.
We
logistics
appreciate
manager, laser tech, housekeeper, and union rep.
We appreciate it all. 98973, Big Lead Tuesday next.